know if I could be the kind of girl that you could be down for. Cause when I look at you, I feel something tell me that you're the kind of guy that I should make a move on.
I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a sideshow if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet, I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is you're 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday.
Welcome, goddammit. Welcome, goddammit, to another episode of Goddamn Raw Material. Y'all already know what's going on. How's everybody week been going? What's been going on? If you've been following my personal IG, it's been a long week, but today is Thursday, and tomorrow's Friday. So I hope everybody has been safe. Nobody was hurt in that tornado, storm, whatever thing we had going on. It was crazy. Real crazy. Of course, per usual, I don't have no guests again. And so I had sent out a text to everybody to say, hey, look, we're going live again. You know. So make sure y'all tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell your homegirl, your mama, your sister, your auntie, your brother, your cousin. I don't care who you tell. Just tell them to tune in. Okay. Who you tell? Tune in. We here live, direct. So I'm just going to give y'all a little brief overview of, I guess, what's been going on in my week. My week has been cool. It's been kind of like a roller coaster. It's been cool. More so like work stuff. Like what's going on at work. Working environment's not the best. But something happened to me today that I was truly, genuinely happy about because of circumstances is going to change. It's going to be a better situation for all of us at work. So I don't like to dive head first in right to the topic because I was juggling on which ones I wanted to do. So I guess as I keep running my mouth, I'll just pick one as it's just like, that feel good. That don't feel good. So that's what I'm going to do. So tis the season. Tis the season. And what season am I referring to? Cuffing. Cuffing season. That's what we're going to discuss tonight. And then I think I'm going to try to tie into the other one as I go on. So, cuffing season. This is a season for cuffing season. Let me tell you why I think it is. I'm not a huge fan of it. I don't get the concept of cuffing season because it sounds like you're just there for a couple months and then you just, I don't know who you are no more. You did your deed. You can keep it pushing. So, because it's getting cold. Well, in Georgia, I don't know. It's like an up and down roller coaster. It's supposed to be cold. If you're in other, like up north states, it's cold right now. So niggas is really booed up, laid up, all that. And they're not even necessarily serious. It's just like, oh, I feel cold. Let me lay up on somebody real quick. This feel good. I want to feel wanted at night. I'm cold. Come be my extra pillow. Come be my extra cover. Nobody got time for that. If I had more guests, I think I would have a little bit more insight on it. I guess as the comments come through, then I guess I'll talk about it more. So I think when I started my podcast, I had a different set of crew. So it was me, one of my ex-partners, one of my ex-homegirls. And I guess we kind of all kind of felt the same way at the same time because cuffing season is just like, I don't get the concept of it. Like, you really just feel like, hey, going into the season, like spring and the summertime for everybody. I'm not just going to generalize like male to woman. I'm not going to generalize it. Spring and the summertime, you're trying to be out here. You're trying to do brunch. You're trying to rip and run streets. From what I hear. And fall in the wintertime is kind of a thing to where like you feel like you want to be booed up. You want to be laid up under somebody, all that other good stuff. So I think some people, I think the start of cuffing season is think it's, it happens like September, late September, something like that, I believe, in September-ish. So for me, am I going to be like, I think it's a thing to where some people seek it like, oh shit, it's getting cold. I need to go and get me a little boot. And it ain't even the thing to where they want this person to be around for a long time. It's just, I just want you to be around for these two seasons. And then in the middle of the season, it's still you're like single, but you're dealing with one person. So it's like, why do that? Why go into that? Like, hey, I just want to be in a cuffing season. I want to just deal with this person for these couple months. Why? I need somebody to answer, like some comments. Do you agree with cuffing season? Are you in cuffing season? Is that a real thing? Who does it a little bit more? Who seeks it more, men or women? Like, is that a, I don't know, because I'm just, you know, just spitball. I can only speak from my experience. I don't partake in it. I don't, I've never been in a situation to where I was only used for that season. You agree? Yes, you agree with what that is a C. Winter is coming. Retarded. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. So, one of the viewers said they agree with that. Winter's coming up, so people do it, you know, saying necessarily in the cuffing season stage where it's like, I want to be booed up. I want to be laid up under somebody. So, when you're in cuffing season, are you like, are you kind of like in a relationship? Like, are y'all buying each other gifts? Y'all taking dates and stuff like that? Or is it just strictly sex? You're coming over just to cuddle, be up under, pillow talk, and you go home. I don't know what that looks like. Cause once again, I've never been in a situation like that. If I'm in that time of cuffing season, I'm in a relationship. So I don't necessarily say that I'm in a cuffing season in a relationship. I think it's just, you're single, you're doing what you want to do. I'm single, I'm doing what I want to do. But at the end of the night, we always meet each other. That's how I imagine cuffing season. So it's just kind of just like a thing to where it's just like, you're kind of like doing the same stuff you're doing in the spring and the summer, but just with one person. Because spring and summer, you got multiple people that you want to see. So you need a definition of cuffing. Somebody said, so you need to, like what is, like if you was to define cuffing, what does that tell me what that look like? So somebody said, it's just when summer comes around, somehow people tend to break up. That is very true. And I think why that is because you want to rip them on the streets. You want to be guy or girl, dotting and bopping. Period. Like, just, it's just that. It's just like, you was cool for that time being, but I'm just going ahead and see what these, I really belong to the streets, so I'm going to go back to the streets. So there's somebody said, cuffing can be many things to many people. Okay, that is very true, but sir, I need you to elaborate, because some people won't know, they ain't no mind reader, they got to, you know, say what you're talking about. Because, like I said, I guess I keep repeating myself. I don't know what that looks like. So help me paint me a picture of a better thing to where it's like, oh, this is cuffing. This is a cuffing season. This is what's going on. That's that drink, y'all. Go and get y'all some. What is it? I don't know. Let me get y'all some. Just some, I'm about to pick it up real quick. And keep it pushing. Cuffing season. My definition of cuffing. Okay, somebody said my definition of cuffing is totally different than what women think is cuffing. Okay. You kind of threw me for a loop there. You know what? Let me. I'll be thinking you cuffed. How you think I'm cuffed? I very much so am, yes. But I think, you know what? The person that's commenting the most, I know this fool. So I feel like I got an idea on what I think he's talking about as far as being cuffed in the wintertime and the fall time. He just want to be having sex with this person the whole time. That's it. And from time to time, if you hungry, I'm hungry, we can probably go get something to eat. And his idea of something to eat is Zaxby's. Let's go ahead and grab something real quick. Get some Hennessy. I got the hook at the house. We good, girl. I got everything you need right here. Why you? You ain't got to go nowhere else. You ain't got to go nowhere else. I got everything. I got the crib. I got a pool table. All that shit. All that. He said, so you ain't got to go nowhere? You ain't got to go nowhere. I'm gonna hold you down. Nah. Mm-mm. Nope. I need some. Four. Yep. And she be tripping.
So, can I comment really quick from the background?
Yeah,
go ahead. This is the background. So, I think that cuffing season for women is more of like, you my little boo, maybe we can see where we can go with this, but we're not like official, you know, we're fucking with each other. We're not really fucking with nobody else. We laid up, we gonna eat, be fat in the house, have sex all winter long, be cuddled up, do shit together. But then when summertime hits, it's like,
you know what it was from the beginning, because like, it was cuffing season.
You already knew kind of what it was, which sounds bad, you know? And then it's like, you know, and during cuffing season, you have that awkward moment where it's like, do we celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh, and that was also a thing. That's also a thing that I was going to speak about, too. That's really the telltale off for real. If you get serious within the cuffing season and you going into February and y'all exchanging gifts, on Valentine's Day, y'all a couple. Get that shit out of the way. Yeah, that ain't even a thing, because I know some people, even 25 and plus, they still want to be asked to be, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? I need to write a letter or a note. You want to be my girlfriend? Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Man, what you, I'm going to slide it to my home, but he going to slide to you because we in class. Girl, if you don't grow up, if we kicking it every day, you know what the hell going on? You know what the fuck going on? Then we together. Yeah. Anyway, it's some people in the background, they're shaking their head, but I don't care.
Make that shit official. Tell me, because I don't know.
So Valentine's Day. No, these are the telltale signs when you know you're about to get sick. If you get a gift before Valentine's Day, nothing on Valentine's Day, you ain't real. Or you get a gift after Valentine's Day, no, it gotta be on Valentine's Day, because people are so big on Valentine's Day. I talk about that on another podcast, but what the fuck ever. that's when you know that's Valentine's Day is the telltale sign of, hey, we are serious. And 9 times out of 10, if somebody wanted to be asked out and make it official, then the guy, 9 times out of 10, the guy's going to ask the girl and say, hey, I want you to be my girl. Y'all exchange gifts and bow. Y'all make it happen. Cool. That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. But I don't know. I think what I said on when I initially did it, I said I felt like cuffing season was kind of like it sound bad what I'm about to say, ladies, but y'all get over it. I feel like it's like a woman thing. Like, I think that's just, I ain't gonna say they seek it, but they want it a little bit more than men do. I think that's just my personal opinion, because I'm not about to be laid up under you doing nothing. Okay, so somebody just said we don't celebrate the white man's holidays. I'm with you on that, because I do not celebrate any of the white man's holidays. You got me fucked up. Black. Stupid. Okay. All right. So I got something. People change with the seasons. Fall and winter make people get booed up. Spring and summer make people want to get out the house and have fun. I understand what you're saying. People change for the seasons. Yeah. But at the same time, if you're dealing with somebody heavy and you know, you kind of genuinely like this person and you've been telling them that they like this person, it shouldn't matter what the season is. It can be spring on a hot day, 95, and this girl, and it could be fucking 45 in the winter and it's still my girl. It shouldn't matter what the season is. They do change for the season, but it shouldn't matter what the season is if you're a real item, real couple. No, it's not just a woman thing. Elaborate on that, please, since you think it's not just a woman thing. What up, John? We talking about cuffing season, my brother. What you got on that? Cause you know, I ain't gonna even tell you been. But and then in cuffing season, I think it's like a dream seller. Like you're selling this person a dream, no matter if it's the guy or the girl, or the girl to the guy. You're selling me a dream, like, oh, we can do this, we can be that, we can this. If you want to be that, we can be that. No matter what the season is.
Who's selling a dream? That's my thing. You have to be careful with your words. Guy or girl, say.
I'm saying like, general.
My thing is, it's all about energy. If you know what it is, we don't got to say much, then it is what it is. But why do we have, cuffing season isn't about, this is what we're going to be, and then when springtime comes, we're done.
That's not what cuffing season is.
But that's just the energy that y'all give. Like, the energy is, I'm going to be fucking with you, and I'm going to be fucking with you hard, because I mean, she can pick through different niggas and he can pick through different bitches, but y'all decide to come together and fuck for these months to see maybe if y'all could lead it into something. And if not, during these winter months while y'all are booed up having sex.
I'm not about to waste my time talking about you. This is a tryout in a probationary pit. No, I don't have time for that. I do not have time for that. 29, talking about this is a probationary pit. I need to see if we gonna work. You know what? You're absolutely right. Don't keep it pushing, bro. Because I ain't got time for that. For real. This 2020. The summer league tryouts. Yeah, okay, summer league tryouts. Man. Yeah, okay. This going to be the toughest tryout you're going to get. One and done over here. You keep pushing, boo. You said what you needed to say. Like, oh, we need to feed. Okay, cool. Don't worry about it. Next. Excuse me? Oh, okay. Next. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Sitting around talking about some other stuff. Man, no. It should be tough. What should be tough? What you don't want? Because you, let's say you, okay, I'll give y'all an example. I'm all about examples. Let's say I meet this young lady in the summertime. We met at a brunch. Because that's what women like to do, brunches and day parties. Brunch, day party, mimosas, get fucked up with their homegirl, shake their ass, act like they ain't got no sense. Anyway, meet her there. We vibe, we cooling. It might be some hookah around for sure, because that's the thing now. Hookah's everywhere now. Hookah, you know, little drinks, conversation, we exchange numbers, cool. We might see each other probably like May or 1 to 2 days later. Cool, we chilling. Ain't nothing too serious because it's summertime. She ain't serious, I ain't serious. Cool. But then going into it, like y'all still, you know, periodically y'all text, y'all hang out, whatever. So now we going into fall. So now you falling into cuffing season. So now I met this young lady in the summertime, but we periodically see each other. We hang out, kick it, whatever, but it's nothing serious in the summertime. But the fall hits. I'm still on that probationary period because 9 times out of 10, this is 9 times out of 10, it might be a thing to where y'all feel like y'all fell into the cuffing season. Oh shit. Okay, well damn, okay. We got a little bit more serious than the summertime. We just doing day parties, brunch, mimosa. Okay, fall come around. It's kinda like, you know, it's kinda calm down. She ain't really outside like that. I ain't really outside like that. Okay, we getting a little bit more serious. We're trying to see each other more, da da da, whatever. Cool. Fall over. Oh, it's wintertime. When the time hit, y'all still doing the same thing. And we still in this probationary period? You still trying to figure out what the hell going on? Look, let me tell you something. One thing for sure, two things for certain. I ain't about to do all that in a probationary period. I'm not. I won't. Will not. At all. And then come Valentine's Day, if we in this probationary period, and you expect me to get you a Valentine's Day gift and I don't even celebrate that shit? Oh, and then back it up. Not to mention holidays in between that, because it might be somebody big on like Thanksgiving, Christmas, but the other person might not even celebrate that shit. So I gotta sit around your ugly ass family because they want to celebrate goddamn Thanksgiving? Hell no. I gotta sit around Christmas because they want to celebrate fucking Christmas and then unwrap gifts for the white man holiday? Hell no. I'm not doing all that. And then turn around 2 months later and get you a gift on that. I'm not doing that. I'm not. I will not. I shall not. I shan't not for a cuffing season. No. You need to be bae at that point. We doing all that, you bae. Summertime, I meet you in summertime. My fall hit. Bae, where you going? Where we finna go? We. French, baby. We. Man, no. I'm not going all the way until winter, to Christmas, not knowing what we doing. We just going with the flow. It feel good. No. That's childish. That's high school. Ain't nobody got time for that. You need to lead with that. Hey, look, this is what I got going on. This is where I feel. This is the space that I'm in. I don't really want nothing serious. We can kick it. We can hang. Cool. But you need to be truthful and honest about it, too. Don't be on no BS. Nah. If that's what you want to do, okay, cool. So then I won't take the situation serious at all. We just chilling. We just kicking it. But nah, if you're trying to, you know, we kicking it all the time, doing this, that, a third, and you telling me something different than what you really feeling, nah. Then Christmas come. Like I said, Christmas, we exchanging gifts. We at each other's family house. We eating dinner. Cooking. Nah, we ain't. Nah, Valentine's Day. Now I gotta get you a gift. You want a Birkin bag? What you did for that Birkin bag in that cup season? I'll wait. $30,000-$40,000 bag. Huh? That's more than some people make a year. And you want that in a bag? Whoo, child, the ghetto. Y'all better cut it out, ladies. Y'all better cut it all the way out. Cuffing season. Valentine's Day. Okay, somebody said, I was speaking facts. I appreciate that. I know I was. You ain't got to tell me. I know. But somebody said, am I trying to get a better gift than I give? Oh, see, you know, that's a thing. That's a great comment. That is a thing. So is it a level of giftness? Like my gift got to be better than yours? Like, then that's a whole thing. And we in the cuffing season. So I come with goddamn something basic. Or like maybe, okay, even if, let's say the man come with some outlandish. Let's say the man come with something outlandish. He do it amazing. And she come at me with some socks and a tie and some drawers. You know, at that point, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and head out. I'm good, love. Enjoy. I'm not doing this. Because I see you just, in that gift, you have proven to me exactly how you feel about me. That's cool. I ain't got no issue. But this gift I got you, let me go and get that back. Run me that. Yeah, that and that. Oh, no, you missing something. Yeah. Run me all, yeah, all that. Oh, damn, you petty. Oh, I'm petty. But you come out here with me some socks and some drawers?
Have you gotten that before?
No, hell no. I'm just using that for example. I love that. All this shit is just example. I've never been through this.
Have you ever gotten a bad gift from a woman and you felt like,
yes, man, yes,
like that's it?
Huh?
You ever gotten a bad gift from a woman and been like, damn, that's it? When I gave you this type of gift,
have I been said, damn, that's it? Yes.
Because you went all out for her gift. But
yes. Yes, I have.
What was it?
It was a shirt. That's it.
What was it for?
Valentine's Day.
What did you do?
Dinner, movies, gift. You got a shirt? Happy Valentine's Day? And you thought your little pussy was a gift? I get that every day. What make this pussy different on the 14th than the 15th?
I might pop it a little harder.
No. Oh, my bad. Let me look at this. PS5. Okay. That's the point of cuffing season. What's the point of cuffing season? Like, exchanging bad gifts? I hope that's not what you're saying. Oh, you can see how hard. Okay, yeah. Well, nah. So you telling me, man? I'm speaking on men. So, man, you telling me you're gonna go months dealing with a chick, and then Christmas come around for cuffing season, she gets you drawers, socks, and a tie, and you like, damn, she the one. Damn, she the one. And at that point, I feel like you calling me homeless. Draw socks and tank? Man, cut it out. Cut it out.
So you're materialistic?
No, not at all. No, not at all. That absolutely takes no thought to get some socks. You can go get me some socks right now.
What if it's something small and little, but like it's an insider between y'all?
With socks and some drawers?
No, I'm not talking about socks and drawers, but I'm talking about something that doesn't cost as much, but it's an insider.
Oh, yeah. If it's a thoughtful gift, then yes. I don't care about money. I'm not materialistic at all. But you can go like, damn, let me, it's like you press for time. Like, I don't know what to get. Shit, let me get some draws and some socks. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He cool. He always talking about that anyway. Like, I can get my own goddamn draws and socks. The hell? Give me some shoes, some shirts or some shit, or a watch or something, or a necklace or something. Something I've been talking about for a while. I don't play video games, but if y'all in the PS5s, if that's what y'all want to get, go and get it. I'm not, that's not my thing. I don't get down like that. I don't. I still got original Xbox. The original Xbox. So.
If that's all she can afford.
Oh, who is this? Oh, well, well, well. Someone said, what if that's all she can afford at the time? It should really be about, I assume you say it shouldn't really be about material things. No, I'm not about material things at all, by far. That sounds bad the way I've been saying it. I'm saying the thought and the act of what the gift is. I'm not saying what the actual gift is. The thought, like, just is like, oh, I'm scrambling for time. Oh, shit, okay. It's right around the corner. Oh, okay, I couldn't really get it. Okay, he'll be all right. Let me just grab these little soft drawers real quick. But I go all out. I'm thinking, like, shit, I got her this. I got her that. I got her this. I got her that. But you come with socks and drawers? Like, you, that took a lot of thought to do. A lot of thought. Like, come on, man. That ain't cool. That's just one-sided. Like, super one-sided. And y'all know it. With me, y'all know that. Y'all know that. Let a man come with nothing on Christmas and Valentine's Day, and you really big on that. Cut it out. Come on. Come on, man. It has nothing to do with material stuff. It has nothing to do with that. Everybody who joined, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. You know, I text y'all, so I appreciate y'all. But it has, man, has nothing to do with money. I'm super humble. I don't get into stuff like that. But to catch people up, what I was talking about cuffing season, and I'm not a huge fan of it. And how it's just like a probationary period, and it's kind of like we're trying to figure things out, and we're not necessarily serious, but I fuck with you heavy. But on the flip side, we might be exchanging gifts, so we might be doing family things, and Valentine's Day come around, you gotta do this and they're like, no, that ain't. And what I was saying earlier, what did I ask the ladies earlier that I needed a little bit more female insight on? Got to be more careful. I can't remember, but once it comes to me, I'll let y'all know. Cause let me see, let me go into the comments, whatever. I said that it was a woman thing. Yes, that's what I said. I feel like it was a woman thing. So ladies, do y'all feel like it's like a woman thing to, like, women, like, I wouldn't necessarily say they seek it, but it's kind of just like a thing to where just like they fall into it unpurposely, but purposely, if that makes sense. It's just like, I'm not necessarily saying that I fell into this purposely, but I mean, if it's here, why not? And this is what I got going on, and it's cold, so let me lay up with Bay or whoever. Yeah, okay. So, ladies, if you know, if y'all still on, y'all got something to say about that, please let me know.
It's cuffing season now.
It is cuffing season. Yes, very much so. Yes, yes. Because it could be a thing to where, like, some people, like, they don't even know they fall into it sometimes. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Do I got a girlfriend? Do I not have a girlfriend? I don't know what we're doing, because this is a thing to where, like, if you have to second guess yourself about what you about to do when you out with your homeboys, then you got a girlfriend. Like, nah, bro, I can't even do that, bro. I'm
you want to just respect her and you don't
want
to really be out here?
No, you single. It's cover season. Last time I checked, y'all just laying up. Y'all just laying up and being doing what y'all got to do. But if you second guess yourself, like, nah, one of your homeboys hit you up and yo, cuff, boo, whatever you want to call it, say, hey, I'm not a huge fan of my spouse or my man going to the strip club. You're like, okay, cool. Later, months all goes on. One of your homeboys hit you up, like, hey, bro, I'm about to pull up on you. I'm about to pick you up. About to go to the strip club. You're like, ah, nah, bro. I'm cool. I'm a pass. He like, what? I'm a pass. And you like, why you gonna pass? I just ain't gonna go. He know in the back of his mind, cuff boo, don't like that. So he's just like, nah, that's bae. What's up, cousin? That's bae. Period. I think anytime you got to say that, that's your girl, man. It's a respect thing at that point. You respect her enough to say, hey, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to hurt her feelings. There might be a thing. That might be an argument. We're not about to do all that. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. For what? Because for me, when I get into a relationship, that's what I do. I can't speak to everybody. But that's what I do. But anyway, we're talking about cover season. This really singles talk. What are single people at? I know y'all on here. Speak on it. This Atlanta, it's a lot of y'all out here. It's dating in Atlanta is hard. So it's y'all on here. Speak on cover season. How you feel about it? You with it or not? You want to be laid up with bae for a couple months and figure it out by Valentine's Day? Or y'all going to be grown and have a mature conversation and talk about it? If you're feeling each other, this is how I feel. This is what I want to do. I don't care what season it is. Let's do this. Instead of meeting somebody in the spring and the summer, like, boy, I'm out here. I'm with my homegirls, flipping their hair, mosting their hand. Pussy towel. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Summertime, you want to rip around the streets. You got a little tan all the time. You got tan because you've been in the sun all the time. Yes, we're going to figure it out by Valentine's Day. So, okay. My homeboy, he just real gung-ho. He just like, okay, cool. I'm with cuffing season. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it within that time. And by the time Valentine's Day come around, we're just going to figure it out for me. We're just going to have a conversation. Are you guys going to have a conversation? Or are you just going to be like, eh? If y'all get gifts, then you know it's real then. Or y'all going to have a conversation? Because I should. But anybody be playing with me like that? Hey, man, look, I don't know, man. I guess I'm just, nope, ain't no conversation. Wait a minute. So you still going to be doing what you was doing the couple? So, okay. So that's a whole different season at that point. What you call it in the spring and the summer? We got to figure out a word for spring and the summer and you dealing with something. Let's. No, I'm saying when you dealing with somebody, though, that they got to be a thing. It got to be a word. No.
It's nothing
big. No. I'm going to figure out a word. I'm out or I'm in.
Why out first?
Because you really want to be out. That's why. You want to be out. But the option of being in, that's cool too. We can leave it on the table. It was like, if you had a deal, like two deals, right? One deal looked better than the other. The out looked way better. But the end, like, eh, it's kind of like a 60-40. 60 out, 40 in. I'm a free agent. Man, you can't be a free bird all the time, though. Can't be a free bird all the time. Somebody got to show you some love. And definitely not in cuffing season. You don't want that love in cuffing season, man. That shit ain't real. It ain't even love. It's lust. I wouldn't even say it's lust.
Lust,
mm-mm. Lust, you'll get your feelings about it.
You're attractive. I'm attractive. Lust.
Nah. So I guess you done been in a cup of season before.
I've been in a cup of season before.
How you? Yeah, I don't. That's.
We both knew what it was. It was just like having a fuck buddy, but like, I mean, y'all had a little bit more feelings for each other.
That's not. I'm talking about solely in fall and winter. I'm not talking about spring and summer.
Yes, exactly. Like, I've hung out, and it just naturally happened where we hung out, and then. When the weather started getting hot, period. When it starts getting hot, you know what I'm saying? I didn't necessarily.
That's toxic.
Toxic as fuck.
That's very toxic.
I agree.
Why? Because I don't know. Because if a couple years ago, disclaimer, a couple years ago, if I met you in the spring and the summertime, that's all what it is. If I met you in the fall and the wintertime, that's all it is. I didn't want nothing but that. That's it. It can be a hot spring day. It can be a cold winter day. We just fucking. That's it. Ain't nothing more to it. We ain't going on dates. None of that. No.
So what makes you want to take her serious?
So what?
What makes you want to take a person serious after, like, so you just said if I met you in this time, then you know what it is.
Right.
But my thing is, what if you met someone? What made you want to take them serious outside of?
You're talking about in that space that I was just referring to?
Space,
nothing.
Like,
there was nothing at that time that anybody could have told
me.
What
was it? So how old were you? Like, when was this?
Like age range? Mm-hmm. Between 24 and 27.
Okay.
24, 27. You can, there was nobody that could have held me down. Not a soul. Not one. I don't care who you are, where you came from, what that mouth do, what that pussy do, none of that. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mouth do.
Nothing. I'll come up with how much money you got. Didn't care. I was not in the space to be in a relationship. I did not want to hurt anybody. I probably hurt some people in the process, for sure. Not purposely, but shit. Somebody gonna catch feelings, and I definitely kept a wall up, big, thick brick on top of brick on top of brick, cinder blocks. We're like, no, you ain't about to get in at all. Not even a little bit. It's like y'all ever seen fleas? That's how small that shit is. Yeah, hurt people do hurt people. I have experienced that too. Hurt people do hurt people, yes. I didn't do the hurting. Somebody hurt me. So I don't, oh, I'm lying. I've hurt somebody before, I'm lying. Let me take that back. I did. That was a long time ago, I was 21. Yeah, 21. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hurt people do hurt people. I want to put that on a shirt. Or a hoodie. Either way. Oh, speaking of hoodie. Yeah, we about to wrap it up anyway. Speaking of hoodie. So, everybody has seen these logos. This is not, you know, you can still get these two. If you want these two, you can get them. But the new logo with the new hoodie. Ah, my knee. So if you want some, you know what I'm saying, put your order in. These are the colors it's going to be. So, I mean, I can make any hoodie color, but it's going to be the red and white. I'm not changing the font on it. Not right now. We're still working on stuff as far as like what it's going to look like. My homie who made it, he said he didn't necessarily like the way the font looks. So I guess we're just going to work on that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I like the hoodie. But, yeah. So, you know, hit me up. Call me, text me, DM. I don't care. Oscar, shut your ass up. The hell? I guess God don't like ugly. But yeah, I see y'all next week. Oh, God. Damn, I actually get a lot of compliments on my hoodie. Oh, for real? Really? Why are you just not telling me this? I need all that. Send them my number, DM. I can send them stuff, man. Come on, dog. We trying to work. I'm trying to build a brand, a business. My brother, please. Damn, my knee hurt. But yeah, I'll see y'all next week. We out. God. You hurt like a mother. That shit hurt like